This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. You're listening to us in the car. Be glad you're not driving in London, where it costs $16 to drive into the central part of the city. And beginning in October, people who drive SUVs and other gas guzzlers, they'll be charged $50 a day. $50 a day. It's all part of a plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Vicky Barker reports from London.
At pump number two at a BP station on London's Great West Road, Giles Longhurst fills up his tiny Ford Fiesta. The new charge won't apply to his compact car.
It's just another tax on top of many taxes that we're paying, so I'm not particularly surprised, but luckily I don't have to pay it.
Opposite Giles Longhurst at pump number three, Robert Holland is standing by his massive black four-wheel drive Range Rover, short of a stretch Humvee. This is the very vehicle Mayor Livingston's $50 a day congestion charge is meant to penalize. Unsurprisingly, Holland calls it a
bad idea, very bad idea. You're discriminating against different people. Now, I live out on a farm. I need this vehicle to be able to go around the farm. But if I need to come into London, then I've got to be forced to pay £25.
Why do you think he's doing this?
Because he's Red Ken. He always has been. Horrible, hateful man.
And that is the white-hot center of this controversy, the argument by many middle-class drivers that, for all the environmental rhetoric, this is really about class war. They call it an election year bid by a Labour mayor to woo his low-income voter base, vanishingly few of whom are driving RVs to the grocery store. Yet not all Londoners running big cars are running dog lackeys of the bourgeoisie. Ask Adil Syed, driver and family man, standing by his VW minivan at pump number four.
If you have like three kids or four kids, you need it for the family.
Syed says the congestion charge hasn't even ended congestion in central London.
The idea from the congestion charge is just to reduce the traffic. But I can't see any difference since they started.
For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.